Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, listen, can you think about a prophetic word when God speaks? He says in Amos chapter 3, he says God never does anything unless he reveals it to his people first, to the prophets first. And a prophetic word was given to Kim Clement specifically in 2014 about our president today and what would be taking place. Today's program is going to be so packed about so many answered prayers. But first, we're going to start out with this prophecy. But remember that we're going to show you today ministers from all around the leadership, basically some of the elders of the Church of America coming around the president at the Resolute desk, laying hands on him, praying for him. Why? Because our president has declared, it's been over 100 plus years since this has happened, a national day of prayer for the victims of Hurricane Harvey in America. Just a powerful, powerful leader that we have going on and asking God to move on behalf of our country. But it was prophesied about, including, by the way, a Bible study is taking place, the first one in 100 years, of the cabinet of the president. This is answer to prayer. And I want you to hear that because I want you to hear this prophetic word. And this is 2014 saying this is going to happen. He's talking about the Trump presidency without knowing specifically who that was going to be. Let's take a look. This is Kim Clement.
This man has stood in Jerusalem. This man that I saw in the vision, the man that came out of a vision, please hear me. I was standing in my garden. Suddenly the Spirit came and removed from my eyes scales. I was praying for America and I was praying for Israel. Nothing unusual. Suddenly behind me, starting behind my back, going in the form of an arrow, were hundreds of thousands of people. And I turned around and I was stunned at what I saw. This was not just a mere dream, but this was a vision. And so I raised my hand like this, and every one of them raised their hands. I looked back and they were doing the same thing. I shouted and they all shouted. They were one. They were one. One party. One party of people. Continued until I realized that the unity of these, amongst them stood one that God had set aside to be the leader of this nation. I said, why am I hearing this so soon? Surely you would show me a little bit of it closer to the time. And the Spirit of God said to me, this man has a humble stature, but he is a genius. And then I heard gold. I wasn't sure if this was attached to his name, but he said to me, he will restore the fortunes in this nation. Because of his brilliance, I couldn't quite see his face because that was not allowed, because there was a mist that covered all the people and he was amongst them. And the Spirit of God made me look at him and he said, this man will throttle the enemies of Israel. This man will throttle the enemies of the West. And they are highly embarrassing moments that are about to occur for many, many politicians in this nation. There'll be a shaking amongst the Democrats in the upcoming elections, but unsettling for the Republicans. Why is Why is God doing this? For God said, I am dissatisfied with what emerges from both parties. And then there is a nation, he showed me, took me, itching for a new kind of war with America. They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. They shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer, a man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach. That this shall not happen. And then God says, highly embarrassing moments when another Snowden arises. And people will become very afraid. They'll say, we have no protection. And then God says, am I impressed with your weapons of war? Am I impressed with the strength of your men's legs? Ha! I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. God said, you have been humbled, and yet some more, and then you shall hear the sounds of great victory. For where are the people gathered? Where are my people gathered? Where is the sound of unity from my people? I want just this crowd here and all the thousands watching all over the world, just do me a favor, just for about 30 seconds, raise up your voice and shout. Begin to emerge. And in the following 2 weeks, which is a 3 week period, he shall slowly come to the fore. For they are saying, how do we kill the giant? How do we kill the giant of death? How do we kill the giant of socialism? How do we kill the giant of human secularism? I have placed that man amongst you. A humble man, and as Samuel stood before the brothers, and they had rejected David to come because of his age. Take all these little remarks I'm giving you. They are gems. The name and the word gold. Remember that. A man that is amongst them, but is young. And God says, these that shall reject him shall be shocked at how he takes the giant down. Now hear me please. The giant of death, the giants that have come, the brothers of Goliath, stand in glee watching America. We will cripple you. You will lose your credit. But God said, watch. I said 20,000 Look not to Wall Street, however, observe. And they shall say, what is your plan for this giant? And he will take a simple stone. Remember the name. And he will hold it up and they will laugh at him. But the plan is so brilliant, says the Lord. It could only have been given by me. Come on! California, you are dying because of a drought. Watch my sign. Watch the sign of rain. For I told you there would be severe wind from above. And all the states that are affected by this severe weather have been set up for a shaking of my spirit and an outpouring of my spirit. But California, I'm looking at you. Gold, stone, California, a smaller statue. And God says, once you recognize the man that I have raised up, pray. For the enemy will do everything in his power to put a witch in the White House. Did anybody hear what he just said? For Jezebel has chased away the prophets and even Elijah. Come on. Now I have said, go back. For this shall be dismantled so that there will be no more corruption in the White House, says the Spirit.
I'm standing, I'm feeling like I'm standing in 2017, and things have been disrupted so badly that people are confused because their plans didn't work. And yet I'm seeing this very strong figure standing in the United States of America saying, now we got to clean up the mess.
This word is so timely. You think about it, you know, and this was given in 2014. That last bit of word was given in 2015. Well, on October 2016, the Lord showed me that Donald Trump at that time would be the next president of the United States. He literally took me into the White House. I saw him sitting there, and all of a sudden, it was amazing how everything shifted. And it was like all of America got back in the White House again. He just showed me this huge crowd. And this is a plan of God. This is God's plan unfolding. And it's exciting to hear that. This is so exciting. You heard the prophecy
yes.
before the break here. Now this is actually the fulfillment. This is that. And it's just beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just beginning. But I want you to see this. This is the president going down to the borders. Mm-hmm. Remember how bad the borders were? They told us specifically that over 100 and something thousand. What did Kamal Saleem talk about? Radical jihadist terrorists came over the
430,000, which I believe are 430,000 people.
450,000.
Radical Islamists had been, according to the Border Patrol, and I believe that was a 2010 statistic.
You're right. So he's going down to the borders, and you're seeing him here. He's talking to the Border Patrol, and it's dropped by 70%.
Yes.
It hasn't even been a year
Illegal immigration has dropped by 70%.
It's so important to call it. It's illegal immigration. We're all
right.
for immigration. We're,
right.
you know, but this is illegal immigration has dropped by like 70%+ on the border, and he's thanking all the Border Patrol and the agents that are down there. You know, we're so thankful for them. As a matter of fact, I believe they even supported him, you know, in coming in there. But these are the drones they're looking at right here. But he's personally going down. Think about it. This is the fulfillment of that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim Clement, God spoke to him and said, listen, this is going to be taking place. And we're seeing because of the anointing, because of what God has done. God is doing this. And God's doing it through his man. So you're looking right there at the borders. And it's exciting to see, you know, these...
A flip.
I remember even applying for a Border Patrol position years ago. I was in law enforcement, looking for a federal position, sort of a local law enforcement. Kind of glad I didn't get that. But it was amazing, the job that they do.
Yeah.
And they go out in the wilderness, and they're on that front edge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember the program that we had, but one particular truck driver said he was coming through the border, the southern border, And he yells out to the agent, do you need to see my stuff? You know, my pass and all that stuff.
My driver's license.
And the agent says, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah,
that's how bad it was for 8 years. It was that way.
And we've talked about many times in the program before of how much of a priority the American border is for the president. That's his top priority. It's just like you have to establish the security.
It's in the Constitution, the whole purpose.
Right. So, yeah. And it just we cannot overstate this enough. Is you're seeing this 180 turn from the previous administration
to
now.
7 months.
Exactly.
Seven months, 8 months.
And it's just like
and he has the Congress not working with him, and it's still taking place.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Sean Hannity. Listed off this Fox News reporter listed off a quick list of things that he accomplished during this short period of time, and it's rapid. But think about it: the only way this could happen this quick is if God is doing it. Just like Kim Clement prophesied, we're seeing it take place. Let's go listen right now. This is Sean Hannity talking about the list of things of some of the things that's been accomplished by President Donald Trump since he's been in office about 7-8 months. Check it out.
He nominated, the Senate confirmed, the originalist he promised, Neil Gorsuch, for the Supreme Court. The stock market is now at an all-time high. Consumer confidence is at a 16-year high. Under President Trump, more than 1 million jobs have been created for people who need them. Mortgage applications for those new homes now has gone up to a 7-year high. Unemployment rate right now, under President Trump, a 16-year low. The president signed the Promoting Women in Entrepreneurship Act. Success. He's gutted Obama-era regulations. The president has also ended the war on coal. He weakened these ridiculous Dodd-Frank regulations. The Trump administration is promoting buying and hiring American. We need the jobs. We're seeing investments from major businesses, Foxconn, Toyota, Ford, all these others promising to spend millions on plants and factories and manufacturing centers here in America. The president's policies have greatly reduced illegal immigration by over 70%. It's for the border wall. That's underway. President's trying to secure congressional funding. That's a win. The administration's fighting back against sanctuary cities. The president created the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office. He's changed the rules of engagement against ISIS. He drafted a plan to defeat ISIS. The president worked to reduce the cost of the F-35 fighter jet, saving you money. The White House imposed a 5-year lobbying ban. The president sanctioned Iran over its missile program. And as commander-in-chief, he responded to Syria's use of chemical weapons. The White House also introduced the tax reform plan. The administration is renegotiating NAFTA. The president withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, another campaign promise. He removed the United States out of the Paris Accords, another key promise. The president created a task force to reduce crime. The Justice Department is targeting brutal gangs like MS-13. The president signed an executive order to promote energy independence, which we need, and economic growth. He signed executive orders to protect police officers. He signed an executive order to target drug cartels. The president also signed an executive order for religious freedom. The Trump administration is working to send education back to the states, which is smart. The president's fixing, finally, the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Supreme Court upheld part of the president's temporary travel ban executive order. The president authorized the construction of the Keystone Pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline. He created a commission on election fraud. He's created a commission on opioid addiction. The White House is combating human trafficking. The president rolled back President Obama's ridiculous Cuba policy. Food stamp use is now in this country at a 7-year low after soaring under Barack Obama with 13 million more Americans on food stamps. The president reduced the White House payroll. That saves you, the taxpayer, millions of dollars. The president's donating his salary. And finally, the president has signed 52 pieces of legislation.
My goodness, it's just nonstop. And you're looking like 7 months at that point of delivering that. And he just gave $1 million of his own money to the hurricane relief
in Houston. Yeah.
And that's a prophetic word coming to pass. As a matter of fact, I want you to go back and now listen. Remember how it used to be in regards to the military and the safety of America, you know, all the border stuff being safe? But check out, this is him speaking to our military when he spoke about Afghanistan and what we're going to do, and speaking to America about our safety. Let's take a look.
Under my administration, many billions of dollars more is being spent on our military. And this includes vast amounts being spent on our nuclear arsenal and missile defense. In every generation, we have faced down evil, and we have always prevailed. We prevailed because we know who we are and what we are fighting for. Many of those who have fought and died in Afghanistan enlisted in the months after September 11th, 2001. They volunteered for a simple reason. They loved America, and they were determined to protect her. Now we must secure the cause for which they gave their lives. We must unite to defend America from its enemies abroad. We must restore the bonds of loyalty among our citizens at home. And we must achieve an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the enormous price that so many have paid. Our actions will honor the sacrifice of every fallen hero, every family who lost a loved one, and every wounded warrior who shed their blood in defense of our great nation. With our resolve, we will ensure that your service and that your families will bring about the defeat of our enemies and the arrival of peace. We will push onward to victory with power in our hearts, courage in our souls, and everlasting pride in each and every one of you. Thank you. May God bless our military, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is so encouraging, isn't it? Yes. This fulfillment. I mean, this was prophesied about through Kim Clement and what God even told me in October 2016, that these things were going to begin to happen. And it's the mercies.
This is mercy.
The mercies of God.
Listen, what mercy looks like.
Yeah, when we get back from this break, we'll be talking about, you know, the proclamation that there has not been a national day of prayer proclaimed by the president, I believe, over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And it's been over 100 years since there's been a cabinet, White House cabinet Bible study. We're going to talk about that. I mean, this is happening in a short period of time. This is so exciting, isn't it, Steve? We're watching the fulfillment. You know, it's so, you know, our hearts can grow weary if we don't see answers, if we don't see things take place. But we're seeing right here in this program, we're seeing the prophetic word given. Kim Clement was given by the Lord, and we're seeing the fulfillment of that in this presidency, in the leadership, how God has turned this nation around. You know, you want to be on God's side.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not men's side. God's not on this person's side or that person's side. He's on his own side.
Yes.
You remember when the guy walks up and he asks the angel, whose side are you on? He's like, God's.
I'm on God's side.
God's side, right.
And it's important to know who you're listening to, because if you don't know God's perspective about what's happening, you're just going to flip past it, not pay attention to it, or pay attention to those that are speaking lies about it.
Yeah.
But when you see this connection, like you're saying, hey, this is what's happening, but to understand the prophetic word, this is the fulfillment. And it's just like, God wanted you to be a part of this generation, and now to give you eyes to see, wow, I'm witnessing God move in our nation.
Well, I think about, you know, King David, when his son was in rebellion to him, you know, Absalom.
Yeah.
And David was being forced out of, well, he's left.
Yeah.
And when he's leaving, somebody who got the wrong, he was on the wrong side, stood on the wall and started throwing rocks
at
King David and throwing things at King David. And he had no idea, even though it looked like, because everybody was running in their mouths and saying these things, that Absalom's going to be the new king and this is how it's going to be. God was going to bring David back. Absalom was going to die with his hair in a tree and a sword in his heart, and it was going to be over. That's not what David wanted for him, but that was the choices that he made.
Yeah.
And the fact is, just get on God's. Wouldn't it be cool to be on God's side with your conversation, with your finances, with your social media? You're just standing up for what God is doing. This is what God is doing. As a matter of fact, this is the president speaking again about the safety of Americans and about our military at the American Legion National Event. Check it out.
Those who wear the nation's uniform come from all different backgrounds and from every single walk of life. But they are all united by shared values and a shared sense of duty. They are all part of one team with only one mission in mind. Most importantly, they're all Americans, and they work together, they fight together, and they sacrifice together to defend our magnificent home. Now our nation must follow that same work ethic, that same devotion to a greater cause, to achieve our country's full potential. It is time to heal the wounds that divide us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us. We are one people with one home and one great flag. We are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. We are defined by our shared humanity, by our citizenship in this magnificent nation, and by the love that fills our hearts. Our hearts beat for America. As long as we have faith in each other and confidence in our values, then there is no challenge too great for us to conquer.
This is so exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.